Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Evan Dunair and Shane Phillips.
Welcome to today's episode of Relatable Finance. My name is Evan Dunair, investment analyst here with Provenance. Today's episode, along with all episodes, is brought to you by Provenance Wealth Advisors, a financial planning and investment firm headquartered in South Florida. Today, we'll discuss the evolving landscape within our electric grid and how new developments in AI, data centers, clean energy, and the electrification of today's economy are driving increased demand for a cleaner, modern electric grid. The push to a cleaner energy future is already underway, with far-reaching impacts to various industries, communities, and the global economy.
So let's begin by taking a look at our current energy landscape and why change is needed. The U.S. electrical grid is in great need of modernization, as much of the power grid was built decades ago for a 20th century economy powered by coal, oil, and other fossil fuels.
While the grid system has been improved with automation and other technologies, our aging infrastructure is struggling to meet modern electricity needs, fueled by rapid advancements in AI and clean energy initiatives. As the old saying goes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, has left the U.S. with an aging infrastructure that is vulnerable to climate risks and unprepared for 21st century electricity demands.
Evan mentioned briefly, one of the main catalysts driving this energy transition is a buzzword we've all heard about in recent years, artificial intelligence. The AI revolution has already started, with companies such as NVIDIA, Google, Microsoft, and Apple spending billions of dollars to advance their capabilities.
Not only is the race to develop AI expensive, it's also extremely power intensive. For instance, it's estimated that a ChatGPT search consumes nearly 10 times the electrical power of a standard Google search. Again, that's 10 times. That's a staggering number when we think about the number of people using these chatbots on a daily basis.
And AI development relies heavily on data centers, where massive amounts of data are processed, stored, and analyzed. As AI continues to evolve, data centers are expected to grow both in size and number, leading to a significant increase in electricity consumption. The challenge is that many data centers still rely on conventional energy sources, contributing to increased carbon emissions.
In addition to AI's continued development, many other structural demand forces are driving the need for a modern electric grid. Other significant areas include electric vehicles, manufacturing sites, and our modern homes.
So let's take a second and think of the different energy needs from your grandparents' house to yours today. Back in the day, homes had only a few major appliances: a radio, one or two black and white TVs, and maybe even a record player, none of which were energy-hungry devices.
Compare that to a modern home filled with smart TVs, gaming consoles, computers, tablets, and widespread use of semiconductors in nearly everything from cars to washing machines. Seeing the coming demand wave, utilities and other power providers are pivoting to invest in a future where reliable electricity is abundant, affordable, and sustainable.
And while the move to a cleaner, more efficient energy grid is underway, the shift is complex, presenting a host of significant challenges. Limited traditional funding, strict regulations, and affordability concerns highlight the challenges associated with this transition. Furthermore, publicly traded oil and gas companies have conflicting priorities of profitability today versus investing for the future.
BP, for example, recently announced plans to scale back its energy transition strategy, with plans to drop its ambitious target of cutting oil and gas production by 2030. Instead, they're looking at new projects to increase production and redevelop oil fields in the Gulf of Mexico and Middle East.
And they're not alone, as fellow energy giant Shell has also scaled back its energy transition strategy this year, scrapping several renewable energy projects. It's also unclear how technologies associated with energy storage and battery technology will keep up with rising demand, or what economic and social consequences could arise in states with historical ties to the traditional energy sector.
While these obstacles are formidable, encouraging advancements in the space can help us bridge the gap between growing demand and limited supply. Smart buildings use systems that automatically control energy settings to monitor consumption and reduce waste. Energy storage can increase reliability by providing backup power during outages, helping to prevent blackouts and maintain essential services. And perhaps most important, renewables such as solar, wind, and hydropower will pave the way for a cleaner, more sustainable energy future.
So to recap today's episode, this energy transition will likely have significant implications for investors, from individual companies to sectors to entire communities and geographical regions. As this transition unfolds, a focus on innovation, policy support, and market adaptability will be essential for navigating this evolving space.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable Finance. If you have any questions, please email us at podcast@probwealth.com or check out our website, relatablefinancepodcast.com.
Securities are offered through PWA Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Provenance Wealth Advisors. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecast will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but PWA or PWA Securities does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision. It does not constitute a recommendation. Investment involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy. Selected diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Vesting involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Provenance Wealth Advisors or PWA Securities do not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professionals. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Future investment performance cannot be guaranteed, and investment yields will fluctuate with market conditions. Any examples given in the podcast are for illustration purposes only. Actual investor results will vary.